producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Raymond from South Carolina was calling up the congressman that's heading up the Benghazi committee and was trying to bring up this big international secret treaty that they've signed on to that the public can't see, that Congress has to go in a locked room to see. And he was going through their responses to him. Go ahead, Raymond.
Sure thing, Alex. The main point I wanted to bring up to them was that by voting for a bill like this, the TPP, it's one of the main things that Donald Trump has been running on is our negotiation of trade deals and how, quote unquote, we've been losing on every front. America is losers is one of the things that he says all the time. And when I brought that up, they said that they totally agree with me. They don't want it to look like a bad deal, but they voted for it nonetheless. But the main reason I had called, that was a side point. One of the other callers had brought up the TPP. The main reason I had called was about a couple of the comments that Dr. Paul made about the goings-on with Russia in the world.
Yes.
I've actually been trying to take a very big picture look at this, and from what I can tell, given some of my background in the military and some of the steps that we personally have taken, I believe that the whole ordeal in the Ukraine was very telling for what has been going on now, because the media and especially our government has been controlling the narrative on Russia for a long time. And there's no way that they didn't know Russia was going to be forced into action in Syria once Syria melted down because of how pivotal that region is for them economically. They knew it was just a matter of time. So instead of having Russia coming in and looking justified, they had to control the narrative beforehand and make them already look vilified in the national media. So they already have.
Sure, or they were trying to divert them off Syria onto Ukraine, and they thought Russia would abandon Ukraine, but they failed to predict that outcome. Thank you for the call. Great points. I'm trying to go to Jimmy and Mike and Shane and others, but you're probably able to talk to Rob Duke coming up. But Schneider, you got any comments on the whole situation in Syria?
I sure do. Why are there still targets for Russia to bomb? We were told that the U.S. military had been in there for over a year bombing ISIS, bombing them into oblivion, yet the Russians have come in and they've identified dozens of ISIS targets, command centers, weapons depots, et cetera, et cetera. So we've seen video of Russia bombing dozens of targets inside Syria. So could the U.S. military either not find those targets, or did the Obama administration not want them bombed? Something smells very, very funny. Because Russia's found tons and tons of ISIS targets to bomb that supposedly we were not able to bomb in over a year. That is, something seems very wrong to me.
Well, the first attacks a month ago were the key ones, or 23 days ago, hitting all the al-Nusra command bases that are really running ISIS. They cut the head off the snake. I mean, it was funny that they thought Russia would follow Western propaganda that al-Nusra is a good group and isn't running the show with al-Qaeda. So I just loved how the Russians chopped al-Qaeda's head off, and then all their little minions ran around like chickens with their heads cut off as well when Papa got taken down. It was very funny. Let's go ahead real quick. Jimmy in Michigan, what's your point on the militia?
Yes, just a couple of – it's more of a correction than a disagreement with you. You have the facts a little bit wrong about Hachari. One of the things that really made the feds jump and they moved way too fast is the fact that we had been, Hachari and the Michigan Militia Corps Wolverines had been working with the county sheriff here in Washtenaw County.
Oh, that's what I said on air, was that they were trying to work with local government and be legitimate, so they sent in infiltrators to set up the group.
Well, the infiltrators were already there before that happened. That was the thing. And we started getting some really, really...
I tell you what, I want to hear this, but we're out of time for the part I'm hosting. Thank you, Michael Snyder. Stay on hold, Jimmy. I guarantee you, Rob Dew will come to you, Mike, Shane, and others, Mel, that are holding. The fourth hour rolls on. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in. And we have a variety of hosts here on the fourth hour. It's kind of a hodgepodge of what's going on, recapping some news that happened today. And we had an especially news-making event today with Ron Paul every time he shows up on the show, this time via beautiful video Skype from his studios down near Houston, I believe in Victoria, Texas, is where he's located. And he got into a variety of topics. We're putting those up on InfoWars right now. But one I wanted to get specifically to, and I'm also going to go to your calls here. We're going to finish up with Jimmy. But I want to play with what Dr. Paul, this is what he had to say about the Russian-Syrian situation. So let's go to that clip right now.
Looking at this election, looking at Rand Paul, looking at how he's really the only candidate that isn't for expanding the war in Syria, what is your view on the Russian entry into Syria?
Well, I look at it in a practical way. I look first at what our policy should be. We shouldn't have been in there and we should leave. And then that leaves it up to the neighborhood to take care of it. We're in 152 countries, and if we're saying, okay, we got to watch out, we got to be terrified, and we have to do anything we can to stop the Russians exerting their program, which is next to their border, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Syria, they have a treaty with one country, with one base, and I think they have one aircraft carrier. So they want to keep that base. So I would say that's more their business. And I sort of get a charge out of the fact that Kerry says, oh, those Russians are not too smart. They're going to get bogged down in Syria. Well, maybe so. If they do, maybe it'll be like Afghanistan. But why should we bog ourselves down? How could it be any worse than what we're doing to ourselves? So I would let Russia and the Turks and the Kurds and these other people be involved and take care of it. And maybe if we withdrew some of our financial and military support over there, maybe Saudi Arabia wouldn't be so aggressive. Maybe they'd have to deal with Yemen all by themselves. So that whole area would become more peaceful, and they would work out things much more peacefully. But I don't think that if we compare Russia exerting themselves to protect one naval base outside their country compared to us being in 152 countries and being the assuming the role of a total policeman of the world, no comparison.
With a basic, common sense, non-interventionist message that he's been known for all through the years he's been in Congress and now even retired. We don't need to be involved in Russia. We don't need to be involved with Syria. You know, why do we have over 150 bases around the world? How much money is that costing us? And would that money be better spent here on the United States, maybe on fixing our crumbling infrastructure? Are providing jobs for people. Like, you know, the government does love to provide jobs, and in some ways it is good at doing that in some ways. But I think maybe we give everybody tax breaks. Maybe we let businesses decide how they want to spend their money, and in hiring people and expanding and creating more jobs here, that's what you get when you have a lower tax base. But we can never convince people like Bernie Sanders to do that. Let's go to, I want to let Jimmy finish up, and then we have Mike and Shane also on the line, and they actually want to talk about what Dr. Ron Paul said earlier today. But Jimmy, go ahead and recap with everything you said earlier and continue on.
Okay. What we were doing is running for different offices at the township level. We had secured some of them. We became precinct delegates in the Republican Party. Not that most of us are Republicans. It's just that it made more logic. It was more logical to be a Republican.
It's a good place to start. I agree. Yeah.
Right. And now that you see what we've done and what we're working toward here in Michigan, I think it was the right move to make. And we were getting just tons of good press. We were in the Ann Arbor News. We had been on the local news stations here in Detroit, and they had done some interviews with several of us, and that, I think, is truly why the feds moved faster than they should have moved, because they never really had any evidence on anyone. The only thing that they had was this Jersey Steve guy, who was the FBI plant, had made these bombs, and Dave Stone looked at them. So somehow he was guilty, and that was all they had, and they just failed to get a conviction. As a matter of fact, we even had the former county sheriff was going to testify on the behalf of the Utari people.
What happened was they tried that whole case basically in the media, throwing it out there that these guys were terrorists. But then finally when it comes out that they've all been cleared, except this one guy who's got, you know, questionable background, not much mention of that. You're right.
Right. And the local papers and the local news media did carry the story truthfully. It was the national media that tried to cover up and backpedal and lie. They even wanted us to go on Nightline and a couple of other things. We were approached by ABC, and none of it ever panned out because but we weren't crazy. You know, when you're a logical, common sense, down to earth person, they don't want to talk to you. They want to talk to somebody like David Duke. You know, they want to talk to a lunatic. Yeah, I mean, that's clearly what they want, and right, they weren't getting that from us. And, you know, this whole investigation started out of the FBI was actually investigating another militia group, the Southeastern Michigan Volunteer Militia. They ferreted them out, and then they said, look, you don't want to watch us. We're not doing anything wrong. Go look at these Utari guys. So that's how they wound up, and they hired some of their people to infiltrate Utari and so on. And
if you look up, anybody can do a search out there for FBI creates terror plots, FBI is creating the terror threats, FBI is goading people. They get somebody in a compromising position and say, look, now you work for us. We want you to go infiltrate. We want you to find some people who can be duped into, say you're going to give them $10,000 if they go blow up a bridge, which I think happened in Ohio. This guy was getting his tenants, who he thought weren't very smart, in getting them to admit that they wanted to blow up a bridge, but he was getting all the materials. He was getting everything. Here's the bomb. Just go do it. These guys wouldn't have done this on their own, but when they're entrapped like that, they do that, and that happens a lot. And in the Hatari's case, it definitely looks like the same thing was going on. Thanks for your call, Jimmy. Mike in Tennessee, what did you have to talk about? I know Dr. Paul did talk about gun control today. What was your perspective on that?
Well, what I was referring to is earlier, Alex asked Dr. Paul about people revolting, and Dr. Paul said the problem is that they have all the guns. And, well, that's true. However, they don't have people behind those guns. Remember, when the people address the order givers, the order takers have no orders to follow.
That is true. But what we have to look at is when they create these autonomous drone killing systems, which they are in development right now. There's a ground vehicle version of that. We've got plenty of drones up in the skies. That is where they still can come after us. But you also have to have pilots and people repairing these things. And I'm sure there's kill switches on them and everything else. So you are right about there. But they, at this point now, there has to be people who will follow those orders. Unfortunately, if you look at the 29 Palm survey, it was over 30% said they would fire on Americans if they refused to get their guns. So that was back in the 90s. So who knows what it is now with all the brainwashing that's been going on. Shane, what is your question or comment on Dr. Paul?
Well, Dr. Paul referred to some younger people, and I'm one of those. My biggest question is, where do you start to prepare? I mean, it might be too late or just irrelevant at this point, but where do you start?
It's never too late. You have to find, I think you find a group of like-minded people, and you decide, maybe you pull your resources together, maybe look at a piece of land out of town, get some storable food, get a good water filter system that doesn't need electricity or water pumps, and get books, because when the internet goes down, you're not going to have access to information that you would have had normally through your phone or through your computer. So get books on survival. Get seeds. Get ready. If stuff does go down, that you're prepared. Get a bug out bag. I've got friends in California, and they all have bug out bags because I think it just came out that they're predicting within the next 30 months of a category or a Richter scale of 5.0 earthquake in the LA area. So you have to be prepared, because it may not be martial law and the end of the, you know, an end of the world type scenario with like an EMP attack, but it could be a natural disaster that the feds want to use as a case to come in and take people's guns, which is what they did in Katrina. So it's never too late to prepare. And if you start today, you're that much more ahead of the game than the people who haven't started at all. So just know that once the word goes out that stuff's collapsing, you got about 2 days of food in the grocery store. So you need to prepare accordingly. There's plenty of resources out there, you know, for people out there like yourself. So it's never too late. And the fact that you're young is good. It means you got a lot of energy. So hopefully you have time to put all that preparedness in. Guys, if you could pull up the computer in here, somebody put together this interesting little Bill O'Reilly versus Alex Jones. I guess they got Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs in there. Really interesting what you can do with computers now. I guess he built this into a game, put the skins together, put the T-shirts, and so he's created a little wrestling match between Bill O'Reilly and Alex Jones, and we've got Bill O'Reilly and his Fox minions, and there's, I guess, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson are also featured in this video. But pretty interesting what you can do nowadays, and people are holding up 9/11 truth signs. I mean, that's a great way to wake people up. Maybe somebody goes, man, what's 9/11 truth? And they search it, and then they start telling their friends about it. And that's how this stuff happens. So this is just one little way to, you know, fight the info war. And I'm not sure who made this, or let's just see where they put it on as Wrestling with Politics. There it is. So we'll be back with more. I'm going to have Leanne McAdoo in here talking about her latest foray into the cleansing world. She started her first day of cleanse. We're going to see what she's up to with that. And Ja'Kari Jackson will be in at the end of the show previewing today's nightly news. So it's the fourth hour with Rob Dew of Overdrive, Infowars.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Watching scenes, there's some InfoWars off the grid signs. I love it. Whoever put this together did a great job. Ja'Kari Jackson giving it to a Fox News commentator. You know, it's good to do this in the computer realm because we don't want to have violence in real life unless it comes to defending yourself and whatnot. But this, I think it's just great the way technology has come that you can really personalize and make videos like this. And
but where is Leanne McAdoo in this?
Yeah, you should be a manager. Like they used to have, or, you know, but you come
don't
in with a chair.
Don't make me the ring girl.
And Wonder Woman. And Leah McAdoo's joining me in studio now. By the way, it turns out the Texas clock kid, Fox News is reporting this. Speaking of Fox News, Ahmed is to move with his family to Qatar. I tweeted out last night, and you can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz. Do you think TSA will let him board the plane with his clock? His special clock. Do you think that they're going to do that? You guys can get a shot of that tweet if you want right here on my phone. But do you think they're going to say, oh, that's fine. He's just a smart kid. We're going to let him board the plane with this clock.
Package.
I mean, ridiculous. And I'd love to see if he can get his clock on. There it is right there. Do you think TSA will let him board the plane with his clock? I don't know. I don't think.
Well, didn't he just meet with.
He gave the president a hug.
A different president there. Not Syria. I can't recall. But he's basically known as the butcher because he's slaughtering all of his citizens.
Really?
Yeah, that was last weekend, right before he met with our president.
So. Wait, that might be Liam McAdoo.
He's just making the rounds. Is that?
I don't know. It could be.
That could be.
It is.
There
oh, my gosh.
Oh,
Liam,
wow.
We're watching this.
Who am I fighting?
Are you
going
to take on Dana Perino, maybe? She looks like a dude. Wow. You're really getting it handed
this
to you there.
This is the Ronda Rousey.
Wow, ground and pound. That's InfoWars versus Fox News SmackDown. You can find it all on InfoWars.com. Now, Leanne, last night you started your cleanse with your friend. And you
well,
guys
technically
are gonna do the
today's
your first
day.
Today
is day one. Yes,
right.
We prepped everything last night to just get it all ready.
The ultimate six-day cleanse, right?
It is. So far, you know, it's been very easy. Yeah. I think I got it might be a little easier for me because I'm already pretty much a vegetarian, so I'm.
Oh, and you're superior to all of us.
I'm used to eating nothing but salads all day.
Yeah, there's a shot a video last night. We're going to premiere tonight about you guys talking about it, like how easy it is. You went to the store for about an hour, got all the ingredients that you need, and
that was only like $60, and that's
not bad.
Well, and that's including buying a $10 thing of olive oil and bay leaves, which
right.
Why are those things so expensive? So. If you think
I always pick those out of my food. You're supposed to eat those?
Well, it's for the soup.
Okay. Oh,
so
right.
It flavors
right.
The soup. But okay. It's, so that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for about 4 days.
Yeah.
So it was like $40.
And that's distilled water that you guys were getting,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Distilled water looks like some small watermelons. Very racist with the watermelons.
I know. Super racist.
You got your Bragg's apple cider vinegar, which is really good. How to do it? Well, we don't have it here, but how to do it? I shoot that stuff straight.
Oh my gosh! I don't know how you do it. There's actually we have a clip of me doing the taste test with the mixture.
Yes.
This well, morning.
If you guys have that? Yeah, let's go ahead and roll it. Here she is. Give us some audio on this. Here she goes, and she's drinking the apple cider vinegar mixture with a little lemon.
A little lemon that helps.
This face is priceless. And the cat hiss.
Okay.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. I put a lemon in mine.
Wasn't that bad.
It really was not that bad. The thing that was just weird about it was because you kind of...
It's a shock to your system.
You get that vinegar kind of in your nasal passages a little bit.
And I have a death fear of pickles, but I drink apple cider vinegar.
What?
Yeah, I don't eat pickles, though. Do not approach me. No, don't pitch. Well, maybe. I like some peppers or whatnot.
It's
but anyway.
Very good for your digestive tract.
Well, that's why I drink the vinegar, the apple cider vinegar. So you've got the three InfoWars Life products that you're using right now
right.
For this.
Now, the typical cleanse that's there that you're given all the directions for
right.
On at InfoWarsLife.com is for the Liver Shield and the Oxy Powder. But I'm also taking the Deep Cleanse as well because I figure, you know, if I'm going to go for it, I might as well go all the way, go deep,
mm-hmm.
You know, go big or go home. So I'm just taking the dropper fulls of this. And then this is what, well, not that. This is in the apple cider vinegar mixture and everything. So
right.
It's been pretty simple so far. And I have tons of energy, and it's only day one.
Well, that's good. I think you're going to go through a detox at some point, so you might not be as glowing as you are now in a few days, but you're doing it over the weekend. It's a six-day cleanse. Anybody can do it. I have not done it yet, but I have used Oxy Powder many times, and it's an amazing product with the results you get from it.
Yeah, Emmy lost 16 pounds last time she did it.
The first time I did it, I lost 12.
In 5 days.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing considering that usually men lose weight faster. So.
Right. So you guys are going to be posting a video diary, hashtagging stuff. Check out your Twitter. Twitter feed. We'll be posting stuff on the Alex Jones channel on InfoWars. So, and hopefully this will encourage other people to cleanse their body, to get ready for, you know, whatever's coming down the pipe. Maybe you just want a healthier lifestyle. Maybe you just want to live longer and see your grandkids and your kids, maybe your great-grandkids. You know, that, it's coming.
Yeah.
So we're going to have actually a tech report. We're going to play a bit of it that you did later on in the hour. So stay tuned. It's the 4th Hour.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, it's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm us up against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discover the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
Say, we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not knocking down. If you want us, come and take us.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Seeing a video like that makes me proud to be an American and proud to be working in InfoWars and proud to be talking about the issues that stuff like the mainstream media won't touch. I was noticing at the end of the SmackDown video, I didn't even see this till I sat in here today, but they show Bill. There it is right there. There's the dinosaur media being carted off. They're dying, dead. The alternative media is replacing them. The alternative media is moving to TV. That's one of the things we're doing. We're moving to TV, too, because we want to spread the message of liberty to everybody. We think everybody, even if you don't have an internet connection, should be able to catch this message and help spread it, because if we don't, the socialists will take over, and they will take everything you have and redistribute it while they live in their far-off bubble Elysium-type cities, and we all just, you know, live in hell on earth. Now, today is October 21st, 2015, and if you watched Back to the Future, I think it was part two, Marty goes from the present back into the future, and it's October 21st, 2015. And by that time, Biff Tannen had taken over, and of course, we know he's sort of like an allegory to Trump, and this came out of the Daily Beast. There's a very specific analog between Biff Tannen, the bully and bad guy, in almost every timeline of Back to the Future Part 2, and a certain political figure who's rather popular in the United States right now. He's been handed the keys to the fortune. He's unrepentant that he's used that fortune exclusively for himself. Even become a public advocate for plastic surgery on women. Well, Trump has said a lot of other things that they don't mention in this article, funny enough. But, yeah, I believe there is probably they were looking at the future and saying, well, maybe we will have President Trump one day. I believe there was a Rage Against the Machine video show people holding signs for President Trump. So who knows if we will see that being a reality. Doesn't look like the Cubs are going to make it to the World Series, even though they're very close. But it looks like the Mets are going to beat them. That was another prediction and Back to the Future. And here's a 1-minute presentation that we've been playing today on the InfoWars or on the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour, but here we actually put some video to it. So this is from David Knight.
It was 30 years ago in 1985 that Doc and Marty went back another 30 years to 1955. Then they went back to the future, to today.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88. Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Well, there's no flying cars, and it isn't the roads they say we don't need. They tell us where we're going, there won't be any drivers. And there's no hoverboards or self-lacing shoes, but at least we're not plagued with fax machines.
21 gigawatts!
You may just need a lightning strike for power, since Obama and the EPA are trying to shut down most of the power plants.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
That's the power! But the movie's future resembles the present in a couple of very strange ways. The Cubs got in the World Series, and even stranger...
Discover how, in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
All right. And there it is. That was from David Knight. Five Back to the Future Big Brother predictions that came true. That's a Kit Daniels article that just came out today on, I guess, the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future, which was a big hit back in the 80s. Lots of movies were made back in the 80s that still ring true today. Getting back to Russia, we had Ron Paul earlier in the show talking about Russia, and here's an article from Kurt Nemo. And guys, roll this video while I read this. This is actual video that you can see in the article. It's embedded in there. Russian video reveals hellish carnage in Syria. Earlier this week, Russian television released an HD video of a devastated Jabar in the eastern suburb of Damascus, where jihadists and Syrian government are battling. The video, allegedly shot by a drone, shows tanks firing amidst hellish wreckage of buildings. And you can see that on screen right now if you're watching this. If you're listening to this on radio and you'd like to see some of this, log on to Infowars.com/show. You can see, I'm not sure if those are militants or if it's the Russians helping out with the Syrians, but they're launching airstrikes. That is amazing-looking HD video, I tell you, right? That is just amazing. Bring back the video, guys. I mean, that is just unbelievable that we're able to get this quality of video from a battle zone. And we're seeing firsthand what the Russians could do in a month, which we couldn't do in a year. In fact, it was September 24th of, I believe, 2014 that Obama put out the message that we're going to start launching airstrikes against ISIS targets. A whole year went by. ISIS got stronger, took more land. Now, within a month, Russia has been proclaiming that they've taken out almost all the head leadership, all their heavy equipment, and their ammo depots. So, I don't know. What were they doing that we weren't? Maybe we weren't really trying to win that war. Maybe we were just trying to exacerbate this and have regime change in Syria, which Russia has a treaty with Syria. So they're bound to come protect them. They have a treaty with them. You know, here in our country, we were told not to make treaties. That was one thing George Washington said, don't get mired in treaties, because that's, or it was either him or Thomas Jefferson said that, don't get mired in those because that's what leads to more conflict later down the road. Let the neighborhood clean out their own neighborhood. Now, here is a very creepy video that was put out 5 months ago, but the Daily Mail is just covering it. Super, super creepy. It shows a man in a plague mask, which looks like a giant beak. And I guess since Halloween, this video has now been making the rounds. Creepy video of masked figure featuring cryptic threats towards Barack Obama and the White House sets social media in a spin. The creepy footage, go ahead and roll the footage, guys. You can go to the YouTube channel and play that. It's not much to look at. It kind of reminds me of The Ring or one of those weird videos, like after you watch this and suddenly you'll turn into a demon or something. Figures a medieval-style plague doctor mask in a black robe who stares silently as strange noises play in the background, and these noises are very strange. You can hear them right there. And let's not put too much of that out there. I don't want to trigger anybody if this is a triggering mechanism. It just made me want to drink my coffee faster. It contains numerous cryptic messages which appear to be a sinister threat. Even the name itself, if you go to the YouTube video and look at the name, it's posted in binary code, which people have translated to muerte, which means death in Spanish. Dios de los Muertos is the Day of the Dead, which happens the day after Halloween. There is the binary code for that. And supposedly there's a coded message in there that says kill the president. But what I find is most interesting is people did spectrograph analysis of the audio, and they showed a visual representation of it. If you scroll down, guys, you can see that and show it to all the people out there watching at Infowars.com/show or on the live feed on PrisonPlanet.tv. There's the first one, which they say shows a visual representation, which shows a woman being tortured. Also, a DVD was sent out, and they did a spectrograph analysis of that, and it's got this weird skull with some more cryptic letters. So is this just a hoax? Who knows? But if you go to the About on the YouTube page, it shows a Russian email address for the account. I actually sent them an email, said, are they interested in going public? Talking about that, click on the name and go to About in there, and you can actually see it gives you a Russian email address. There it is, aetbx@mail.ru. So I sent them an email to contact them, see if they want to talk about it, because it is showing a threat against the president. Maybe they want to talk about that. What do they mean about that threat? Who knows? But it was interesting, very creepy, and after listening to that audio, I decided to share a little bit with the audience out there. Now, last night on the InfoWars Nightly News, we premiered part two of a tech report showing the satanic roots between what's going on in this transhumanist technology. In this part two that we premiered last night, we looked at, it starts off with how the Unabomber has affected transhumanists like Bill Joy and Ray Kurzweil. So we're going to play the first 5 minutes of that, and there is an article which you can go check out and see the rest of it. I don't know if I have it here in my stack or not, but it's in InfoWars under the SciTech section. But let's roll that first 5 minutes of the report showing the connection between the Unabomber, who was a Luddite, lived in technology-free zones out in the cabin in the woods, a literal hermit, and between what the futurists were talking about.
Robots, cyborgs, and life extension technology. These terms are familiar to any fan of science fiction, but now, to some disbelief, these technologies are a science reality. In part one of this report, we expose some startling connections between 19th and 20th century secret societies, their occult technological experiments, and the emerging automated prison society that is rapidly descending upon us. In part two, we look at a possible motivation for the elite who are financing this emerging new world, a world whose construction started centuries ago. In April of 2000, Wired magazine published an article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. It was written by Sun Microsystems co-founder Bill Joy. In it, he quotes Ray Kurzweil's book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. If the elite are ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity. If they are humane, they may use propaganda or other psychological or biological techniques to reduce the birth rate until the mass of humanity becomes extinct, leaving the world to the elite. What makes this article, quote, even more interesting than one tech pioneer quoting another is the footnote at the bottom of the article. The passage Kurzweil quotes is from Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto, which was published jointly under duress by the New York Times and the Washington Post to attempt to bring his campaign of terror to an end. Why would tech industry leaders go out of their way to quote Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto in not one but two separate publications? Well, for those of you who skip past the 35,000-word manifesto that appeared in both the New York Times and Washington Post on the morning of September 22, 1995, there were some very telling things printed on those pages. Within his article, Joy himself writes about the quote, I am no apologist for Kaczynski. His bombs killed three people during a 17-year terror campaign and wounded many others. Kaczynski's actions were murderous and, in my view, criminally insane. He is clearly a Luddite, but simply saying this does not dismiss his argument. As difficult as it is for me to acknowledge, I saw some merit in the reasoning in this single passage. I felt compelled to confront it. We at InfoWars share a similar point of view as Joy about the manifesto. Like Bill Joy, we do not consider ourselves Luddites. We often discuss humanity's fate, traveling the stars. However, we also recognize that some of the words written within Ted Kaczynski's text shouldn't be simply dismissed as writings of a madman, but should be given special attention and careful thought. Before he was the Unabomber, Kaczynski was considered a child prodigy, and he was accepted into Harvard College at the age of 16. He was among 22 students who were research subjects in what has been described as brutalizing psychological experiments conducted by Henry Murray and rumored to be part of the MKUltra program. Kaczynski was an eyewitness to some of the most cutting-edge technological experiments of his day. It seems reasonable that Kurzweil, Joy, and others might be interested to see what insights he reveals in his writings. Kaczynski's manifesto touches upon a wide range of subjects, including this one in paragraph 157, where he writes, It has been established beyond any rational doubt that human thought and behavior have a largely biological basis. As experimenters have demonstrated, feelings such as hunger, pleasure, anger, and fear can be turned on and off by electrical stimulation of appropriate parts of the brain. Memories can be destroyed by damaging parts of the brain, or they can be brought to the surface by electrical stimulation. In that last phrase, Kaczynski accurately describes experiments dealing with mind control technology. These mind control experiments weren't isolated in elite university labs. They were conducted on a large portion of the population, oftentimes within the military.
Secretary of Energy O'Leary during the Clinton administration admitted over 500,000 Americans were used as experimental guinea pigs for various programs. Many, many of them, military personnel, as well as other people that really didn't have the right or ability to speak up for themselves.
Tech journalist Dr. Nick Begich has been covering the subject of mind control technology for more than 25 years.
The idea of using mind control techniques in modern warfare, this is the direction in which we're headed.
That is the direction in which we're headed. If you look at, who is it, the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh, rumored to be part of he said he had a microchip in him and said he was all drugged up. He disappeared for a while. I think it was a director who appeared on the Alex Jones Show actually shot some footage of him inside a tank when he supposedly wasn't in the military at the time. And the footage is a dead ringer for McVeigh. Then you look at James Holmes, the killer who was involved in different mind control programs at his university, one of which was run by a DARPA scientist. Really makes you think how far they've come since they had Kaczynski strapped to a chair with electrodes and going into his brain and what happened to him. He actually, he pushed away from it and then looked at the future and said, in his way, he thought he was doing something. Was he right? Was he wrong? Who knows? Only time will tell. It's technology, though, and we definitely have to be wary of it. Experts, thought manipulation technology is already here. It's on InfoWars.com. Watch the whole video and go back and watch part one. This is Rob Duke for the fourth hour. Jakari Jackson coming up next.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we can find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Thank you.
fresh off his World Wrestling Federation tour, or his WWE, whatever. There's Shakari Jackson. He's getting a bat right now. Man. Well, but that prompted Ventura to come in.
The governor comes in then.
If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we have it posted on Infowars.com. Go to SmackDown Infowars versus Fox News. And, you know, that looks so... I thought that was like a clip from a news show where people were standing up with Infowars shirts on. That's how realistic these video games have
been. Yeah, I noticed that this morning. I was over there at Biggs' desk, and Alex came in, and he's looking at it. He's like, post that right now. So we've got it posted, and... you know, it's pretty entertaining. I think it's called Wrestling with Politics.
Wrestling with Politics.
And it has a bunch of different.
It only has 270 views. People, let's give this guy a bunch of views. Let's give him the InfoWars bump.
And he also has Alex fighting Pierce and Governor Ventura and a bunch of other people in there as well. He has stuff about the debates and all that. So
this is kind of funny and clean, but it, you know, it shows that we're getting into that pop culture meme and area where. The stuff we say can't just be dismissed anymore. Yeah. It's actually being, you know, people are taking their time to say, hey, these guys are credible. I'm going to do a whole video game about them and showing some of the signs like 9/11 truth and all that. Anyway, that's not why I got you in here, Jakari. Tonight, you're hosting the nightly news. You're back. You took a week off. Right before that, you were chasing the president around in Oregon.
And right before that, we were chasing around the Pope.
Chasing the Pope. You've been on several chasing missions. And logging many miles on foot and on rental car, by train, by air.
Yes.
I mean, this last 2 months, you've probably done more traveling than you've done most of the year.
Yeah, that Pope trip was probably about a week, but the latest trip was only 2 or 3 days. But, you know, as far as travel, that's a lot of travel because we had to fly into Portland and then drive down to the city where the college was. So right. We had a lot of travel miles. But enough of that. Let's talk about the InfoWars nightly news.
What is going on tonight?
So, of course, we're going to talk about the very, very sad news. I'm sure you want to wipe your eyes with this, that Joe Biden is not going to be running for president.
Man, I was actually hoping for more creepy Uncle Joe, like, getting next to Hillary and sticking his nose in there.
Yeah, those are some weird photos of him.
Very weird, creepy Uncle Joe.
Doing all kinds of weird stuff. So, and also, you know, go out on your balcony and shoot your shotgun off and all
that. Buy a shotgun.
Ridiculousness. And it is Back to the Future Day, so we're going to talk about the things that pertain to that. And not about the Cubs winning the World Series, but Kit has a real in-depth article that breaks down how the world has changed since the movie first came out and, you know, the different changes that we could see that were somewhat foreshadowed.
Even from the 80s to now, the internet has definitely made the world a different place, I think for the better overall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have the good with the bad. So
yeah, I mean, it's always good and the bad. But, you know, you just try to make the balance the best way you can. Of course, you're going to have the full video that you were talking about earlier with Leanne. Mm-hmm. She's going through her cleanse, her and her friend Emmy, who actually just got here. They're going to do a photo shoot. I guess they're going to post those pictures a little bit later so people can track their progress and, you know, see how the cleanse works for them. You know, because, like, I'm like you. I haven't done the full cleanse, but I have taken the Oxy powder.
Yeah.
And the shot right there.
It works.
It works. I'll tell you, man, this stuff, it works. It'll clean you out.
It'll clean you out. And if you follow the regimen, you know, I think it says start with 5 and then increase.
Yeah, I was doing 4. 4 is usually enough for me, but, you know, different people.
I take 7.
Oh, wow.
7. And it works, man, let me tell you.
So I find it best. I usually take mine at night. Mm-hmm. And when I do take it, I try to take it with a little apple cider vinegar and a
couple glasses of water.
Yeah. And make sure you're well hydrated.
Exactly. That, and drink water all day long, and it helps. Keep everything clean, because all the crap out there that we eat, that we drink, that, you know, the radiation from electromagnetic sources, from TVs, from phones, I mean, it all has an impact on our bodies. And you're a pretty healthy guy, but it does take a lot of work to be healthy. Yep. But I think, you know, the benefits definitely outweigh the effort that you put in.
And just like Group always says, you know, we go through all these efforts to clean the exterior, but we do very little to clean the interior.
There you go.
You need to do something to clean out the inside.
Yeah, the globalists have convinced us that it's all about how you look, not about how you feel and how you are on the inside. Join Jakari tonight, 7 p.m. Central, for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Rob Dude. This has been the fourth hour. You can check out InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.